Benson, by their own horrible logic, gun control supporters who fight against greater school security are complicit in school shootings. By Ian Hanchett on March 29, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of Fox News Radio's Guy Benson Show, host and townhall.com political editor Guy Benson stated that if one wanted to use the same horrible logic that gun control proponents use to attack their opponents as complicit in school shootings, people who oppose increasing security at schools also are complicit in school shootings want children to die. Benson said, relevant remarks begin around 2000 hours. Only thing that perhaps we can productively, constructively talk about is what security at schools should look like. Not saying it's going to be a catch-all final answer to this, but it's something. He continued that there are some reasonable objections to ramping up school security and added, and by the way, if I wanted to, just to get a little bit more partisan and ideological here for a second, because this really bothers me, if I wanted to argue the way that a lot of people on the left argue after mass shootings, this is what I would say when someone would bring up some concerns or drawbacks or objections, no matter how thoughtful, to the school security armed guard proposal. I would say, well, I would rather have an armed guard than more dead kids. You disagree, you must love dead kids. The blood is on your hands too. You're complicit. You're part of this pro-child death cult and your political party because you won't do what's necessary to protect these kids. And so, I don't know why you're okay with these dead kids. I don't know how many more children need to be murdered and slaughtered until you have the courage to do what's needed here. That is the way that gun control people, many of them, argue all the time after these things. Benson concluded, if the little fake rant that I just went on about leftists loving dead kids, if that's something that I actually said sincerely, no one would take me seriously, I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the mirror, I don't believe that. What a horrible thing to say about half the country. I would be written right out of any sort of polite circle of punditry, and I would probably deserve it. And yet, that is a common refrain. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.